Lessons from the lathe, Parshas Vayakel, Bekudei, Parshas HaChodesh. I don't think I've ever, and I apologize in advance, Dvarim Hayotzi Min HaLev. This is not as well prepared as it should be, because there's a lot of things going through my head right now, and it's very hard for me to, you know, a little bit emotion runs through me when I think about the fact that this will probably be my last live shiur for a while, as the yeshiva is closing down. Maybe you guys will still be here, so maybe we could get together. And it's very difficult. And last week when I gave a shiur, which was not posted, maybe it'll be reposted. I think I'm going to give the shiur now to the Shema Aleph guys. Had a guy sitting, this is really true, I had a guy Skyping in from Turkey. Like, I just never thought any of these things would happen. And day by day, when I say I don't think these things are going to happen, it gets even more, I didn't think these things would happen. So I realized last night that I would be giving a lessons for Leib Baruch Hashem, and I thank the yeshiva for the schus of being able to teach. And the last of it, obviously, we'll speak about the disease that is going around and the difficulty that everybody's experiencing. Who thought in their lifetime they wouldn't be dominating a minion, they wouldn't be allowed to. Things are changing every day, and I wish that I take this chus of being able to daven, and you guys think about the fact that we're able to still daven in a minyan very seriously. So I realized that the last night at 1 o'clock in the morning, of course, when I started preparing, because I got a feeling this would be the last day of classes. I usually give this on Monday. And I remembered, I don't think all of Sefer Shmos, I did a Zeres Shimshon. I made myself a little promise that the Zeres Shimshon, which is Nachman Seltzer wrote it in English. It's actually not from his Sefer because this is not an English one. It's Rav Shimshon Chaim Nachmani. He was a classic Sefer that was written in the 18th century in Italy, actually, which needs a lot of refuah now. An amazing rabbi from Italy, the Chabad rabbi, who spoke about how difficult it is for 3 weeks in a row not to have any Shabbos guests, and said that, please, I'm begging you, Jews around the world, but specifically in Israel, listen to the instructions. There are no instructions given here in Italy, and that's why we're in the state that we're in. And the Zeres Shimshon famously, of course, said he had one child who died young, and he said, anybody who learns my Sefer will get special zechuyos. And I think that more than any time, we need those zechuyos. And I think what he says very much resonated with me. This is on our Parsha, Parshas Vayakel. This is the last one, Tess. And he says the following thing. The Medrash tells us in this Parsha, the Medrash Rabbah, Vayasu kol chacham lev. We know that the Mishkan was a tremendous thing. It was such a tremendous conduit that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us to connect to him. And certainly according to our Shita, the way we're reading it now this week, you had the Chet HaEgel, we read yesterday in the Parsha, and this week we will have the Kapara for the Chet HaEgel, a Mishkan, where God says, you know what? Not that I understand your complaint, because we know that most of the Mefarshim say that the Jews didn't want to do Avodah Zarah Mamash. They just thought Moshe was dead, and they wanted there to be some sort of intermediary between Hashem. They said, okay, I'm going to bring my presence down here in this place called the Mishkan, nowadays called the Mikdash, called our Mikdash Ma'at, which is, of course, our shuls and our Batei Midrashos. And the Midrash says that, Vayusu Kochach Melev, this is the Midrash Rabbah, Shemois Memtes. And it says like this, Hu dechsev mayim rabim lo yicholim lechavot et ahava. There is such a connection of love that Hashem has with the Jewish nation that the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, even the biggest monsoon of water, the biggest, whatever you want to call it, typhoon, that's the biggest amount of water, right? Cannot destroy the ahava that we have with Hashem. Mayim Rabbi Melu. These special waters. So the Midrash, now just for a moment, quote you this Midrash, the words of the Midrash, Vayisu Chacham Lev, quote Shir HaShirim, Mayim Rabim Lo Yichalu Lechavot Et Ahava. Mayim Rabim, Elu Avod Chacham. Who is the Mayim Rabim? They're the Avod Chacham. They're the Goyim. And they try to break the connection that we have with Hashem. As the Pasuk says in Yishayahu, Yud Zayin, Yud Bet, Kehamois Yamim Yazim refers to the nations of the world as great waters. Vim Hayu Mist Tan Sim. Kol oyved kochavim levatel et ava. And if all the Jewish people were on one side and the non-Jews were on the other side, and they wanted to break the connection, the special love that Hashem has with his nation, lo hayu yucholim, they couldn't do that. Because of the pasuk, Mayim Rabim lo yuchol lechavot et ava. They can't extinguish the love that Hashem has for us. Sheneamar v'ohev es Yaakov, as it says in Malachim, God loved Yaakov. We are the nation of Yisrael, named for Yaakov. That is the great relationship that we have. And he continues, the Midrash continues, I should say, and says, and that is Ve'asuli Mikdash Veshachanti Besoicham. That's the Veshachanti Besoicham. Lo'ichol Moshe Levar Lo'moyed U'kvod Hashem Mo'le'es HaMishkan. Nobody could approach. God's presence was here. And that is the connection that we have with Hashem. Continues the Zeres Shimshon. And the Zeres Shimshon says, okay, so what does this mean? What is our lesson? Sorech Iyun. Ech Silcha Daitach Sha'umas Yiyye Yechodun Levatel Zahava. Let's stop for a moment. Love is one thing you can never take away from the Jewish people. You can't take that away from a human being. You can be stuck in jail, and speaking of which, a little bit, we feel like we're a bit in jail now. Certainly if you're in Bergen County, if you're in Teaneck this morning, waking up to a quarantine, and many other places, Nebuch. You feel like you're in a jail, but Sharansky tells a story. Natan Sharansky tells about the things that you couldn't take, the tikvah, the hope that he had. You can do whatever you want, but you can't. You can take my sitter. You can do it. You can't take away. I know that Hashem loves me. So why can we think? What line is this? What is the Midrash trying to teach us? What is it telling us? This whole thing. I don't understand even. Even in Eicha Rabosi. In Eicha Rabba, it says, Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu, who couldn't do anything, right? The famous thing that we said. He destroyed Eitzim Ve'avonim. And that's why it says, Mizmor Losov. Mizmor, Shchaiv Liot Kina Losov, of Soloveitchik's famous line. How sad were we? God destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, that moment. And what happens at the moment he makes the Beis HaMikdash? That's Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. All of a sudden, the Avelus is a little bit diminished. And then Hagim of Avelus, we can sit down on our regular chairs now. We put the parochas back. The lights go back on. What's going on over here? Because he took it out on Eitzim Ve'avonim. And Hashem reminded us that he has the Ava. I'm still going to love you. Remember the Keruvim? As we'll be learning about in our parasha as well. The Keruvim always faced each other. These two kids. These two. And then when we were doing Lo Asu Ratzon Hamakom, what happened? Miraculously, they were not facing each other. Comes the evil Titus, it was, who came in and saw, what did he see? They're facing each other. He said, what's going on over here? You knew this. Because Hashem says, I'm never going to take the Ahav away. I'm mad at you. You did bad things, but I still love you. Umus Bavaba ain't welcome to Svarazu. The Oid Kasha. He says, how could this be? We know that even on Tisha B'Av, even when he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, no, the Goyim can't touch the Ahav. You can't take that away, what's in my heart. You can do whatever you want. You can't do it. The Oid Kasha Shaman Aros Lo Yishpetu Al Mechamas Vol Hal Milchamor. Sorry, Hal Malachis. Einan Haumas Etzem VeHaysif Lanu Bazeh. What's going on over here? He says. So he says it must be. Says the Zeres Shimshon. She'ava Tluya B'Mei Da'Amrinan B'Perak Kama DeBrachos. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Ches says the following thing. Oyev Shari Hashem Shari Tzion. The pasuk in Tehillim. Oyev Hashem Shari Hamitzionim Bahalacha. This is a great sefer. Rabbi Braun wrote from Brooklyn. It's called Shari Mitzionim Bahalacha. You know what God loves? God loves, will always love the followers of his Torah. The Odam Rinan, and it also says, Hakol Kol Yaakov. Uzman Shekolo Shal Yaakov. When our kol, we're talking about the kol of tefillin. Nishmoyim, Bebeis Knesios, Ubeis Midrashois, Ein. The two things he says. If we have Torah and Tefillah, they can't do anything to us. So you know what the Goyim tried to do? They tried to take away our Torah and Tefillah. And they constantly do that. Whether it's the story of Hanukkah, where the Gezeris are dafkut to take away the Torah from us. They don't want us, the Umas Oilam La'isik B'Torah. That's what they're trying to take away from us. God says, you can tell me they're still doing wrong, but look, they have a little bit of Torah. They're still learning. They're still davening. And then he says, and this is what really, really struck me. And he says like this. L'fi she'im Yisrael lo yicholim l'vod b'far hesya. That if Hashem puts a gezeira on us, the umas ha'olam, but this is the gezeira, Rabbi Yisai. Shelo yachol l'mod Torah b'far hesya. He says no more shirim. He says this is the last day b'far hesya of shirim. Yamdu b'sina. They don't get it, because we can learn by ourselves. And if they tell us we can't read Torah b'chsav, we'll read Torah about that. And if they tell us that we can't go to Minyan, that's okay. Because I'm going to have Kavana even when I daven b'yichidus. This struck me, the Zeres Shimshon. The Zeres Shimshon is exactly talking to us. There's a gezeira. There's a gezeira out there. And the gezeira is that we won't have the tefillah like we have it normally. And obviously, I'm not here to explain why that is. And I promise you, the Rabbeinu Shalom is crying too. Rabbi Penner has this amazing video, 3-minute video that he said a few days ago, speaking dafka about the last tefillah that he had in his shul. And Rabbi Penner told over that Rav Asher Weiss was sitting shiva for his wife, and it very much affected him, still affects him. He kept saying, the Rabbeinu Shalom must be so sad that he had to take my wife away. It must be so sad for him. That's an amazing belief. We have to think to ourselves, it must be so difficult for Hashem that he can't have our tefillos the Shabbos the way that it normally was. Whether it's in Bergen County or in the five towns or in Florida or in LA or in Texas, all these places, Rabbeinu Shalom. And we that can have this Torah, we got to do our job. Says the Zeres Shimshon, Kamosha Matsino Gemar in Psachim. The schus that he had because he taught kilos berabim, they didn't kill him right away because he had schuyos. We had these zechuyos. He was in the Beis HaSoar. Yes, Rabbi Akiva. We know the great Rabbi Akiva. He was stuck in the Beis HaSoar. He was stuck in the jail. We're stuck in a jail, if you will. The Im Toimer Halo La'acha Shegilu Yisrael Lebeinu Umos. And now that we live between the Goyim, V'chol Yimeihem, all we have to do is learn, and that's what keeps our connection with Hashem. We have to recognize the fact that through this very, very difficult time, the Ribbono Shalom gave us one very simple. I'm speaking Pashat. Ein od milvado. As the gezeiras come down, and obviously they're doing this, which I think is shows the umas ha'olam, who we really are, we're doing this only for one reason. I said this before. Not to make us... Not for us. We're doing this for the older people who can nebuch die from this. Most people, unless they have serious medical issues, nothing's going to happen to them. But this is being done, Rabbi Yisai, because we care about other people. We're going in bidud because we don't want other people to get it. That's the ultimate care for other people. Okay. So that is the ultimate level. We have to recognize the fact that this time, no matter what it is, and it's difficult, if you stand in line for 2 hours to get milk and toilet paper, crazy world that we're living in, that people, I don't know what they think is going to happen. Ein ol milvado. The great Rav, the great Rav Shmuel Eliyahu, said on Thursday, I believe, it wasn't related to Corona, but it's so Corona related. He says that the chutzpah of Haman is the first time in Tanakh ever that the word keser is used, keter, a crown. There's only one person who has a crown, right? We think of it, you know, David, Shlomo had, they didn't. The keser was the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yitein lecha keser melucha, highest level, when we daven on the Yom Noraim, those that are zoicher to say on Musaf, keser yidnu lecha Hashem Elokeinu. That's the only thing we crown the Rabbanu Shel, nobody else. And Haman, what does he say? I want to wear the keter of the king, and of course Mordechai then does it. That's the zay chutzpah. There's only one person who wears the keter. We have to recognize it at every moment. And we know that the coronavirus comes from the word crown, because it's a crown of germs or whatever it's called, of metabolic, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, like, I know what I'm talking about. But it looks like a crown if you see the under the petri dish. It's a crown. Because Hashem wants us to realize, Ein oid milavado. There's only one person that we have to be caring about. We have to think about the Ribbono Shel Olam, the relationship we have. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us a time where we can't daven a minyan, or we have to struggle to figure out how we're going to daven a minyan, or how we're going to get a Torah, how we... Says the Zeresh Shimshon, V'shachanti b'soichem, you still have the honor. You can never take away that. The Ribbono Shel Olam could decide that there's a gezeira, that we can't learn Torah b'rabim. We still have, Ribbono Shel Olam invented Skype and Zoom and all these things where I'm sure we'll get the schus of Talmud Torah b'rabim. I didn't have to teach today. Hopefully I get a little schus of Talmud Torah b'rabim as well. Rabbi Yisai, we are in a unprecedented time in the history of, I don't want to say in my life, I think in the world, ever? Who would have thought that this happened? This is like some movie that I would stop watching because it doesn't make any sense. It would never happen. I'd be like, I would walk out of this movie. Throw the popcorn. This is crazy. Every day it gets worse. Maybe it's because we took for granted the greatness, the ease that we had. Ramat Beit Shemesh, you know, any time of the day you can get a minyan. Nebuch lo aleinu, you know, the joke that somebody who's not in this year now says to me a lot, I'm going to the Chabad minyan. Chabad, you could go at 10:30. Daven Meir at 12:30. You could, with a minyan. Maybe we took for granted kissing the Torah. Maybe we took for granted kissing a mezuzah. Maybe we took for granted that when we shake another person's hand, we didn't have the avo that we should have had. Ain't old milavadoi. You can't take the avo that Rabbanu Shalom has for us, but now he's testing us. Now it's a time that he's testing us and he's saying, Nu, show me. I know you're going through a difficult time. You guys don't understand what I'm about to say. You can't understand this. But in your mindset to know that you're going to be with your family for 6 weeks straight, stranded in a house. I was supposed to leave tonight to go to America. I want to get on that plane like you don't even know. I'm kidding, of course. Of course. But it's not easy. Day three of 6 weeks of knowing that there's no school. It's hard. Maybe I took for granted the fact that my parents took me away for the last 21 years for Pesach. Maybe I took for granted the fact that my parents come and visit us and come to Eretz Yisrael and now can come. Maybe I'm taking for granted the Minyanim. I'll say what I said from Lessons for the Lev and then we'll end. In Rabbi Penner's wonderful address, he said that maybe when we daven every day, from now on, let's take a moment and think of the words Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. Return us, Hashem, to your Torah. And by that he means the Torah Berabim that we used to have and was so easy to get. The Rav Shammai who would come from Yerushalayim every day to teach you, and now he can't. The Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avoidasecha. And how easy it was to do Avoidah. Despite not having a Beis Hamikdash, you can go to the Kotel like this. You can daven downstairs in the minyan without a problem, without counting how many people are here. V'achasireinu b'zeshuva shayim v'anecha, says Rabbi Penner, because tshuva is not always, as Rav Kook says, the actual tshuva that you know of. It's that we want things to return to be new. The Rambam's lashon. I want to go back to my relationship, my love that I had with you, Rabbi Shalom. Kol doti doifek. Do I answer the door? That's all I'm asking you, Hashem. Daven this tefillah with more kavana. Because we've been taking it for granted. Now I know I'm only speaking for myself. But we've been taking the Ribbono Shel Olam for granted and what he's given us in the world. And those of us, Baruch Hashem, that are here in Eretz Yisrael, and those of us who will stay, and those of us, and I give you a bracha, who have to draft in the army in the next 2 weeks, and I'm sure you're a little nervous about that.
realize the tafkid the Rebbeinu Shalom gave you, Eidon Mil Vadoi, to defend his nation, Ein Ava Gadol Mizu. And these parshios, we see that Hashem said, the worst, what a sin of Chet HaEgel. He says, I still want you back. I'm going to give you a place called the Mishkan. I'm going to give you a shul, and now even the shul is difficult. And in most communities that we know of are not going to have a shul to go to. But that's the Gezeir of Hashem. That's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now. We should be Zaycha that the Rebbeinu Shalom should give a Refuah Shleima to the many cholim, the many, many cholim from this machlo. And we should be Zaycha to very soon see the Refuah from the machlo. The Rebbeinu Shalom should reveal it to us. And I give everyone a bracha that you should continue, despite not having formal learning. The connection of the Ava should be with the learning of Torah. And if you have to daven, unfortunately, be Yechidus, that's the Ratzon HaTorah. It's Ki'ilu Yudavned in a minyan, if that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. And you should remember that Hashem loves us no matter what happens. He's with us. Because Corona is Keser. And there's only one person who wears the Keser Melucha. And just like it came like this, it could leave like this. Rebbeinu Shalom, we read Parshas Parah yesterday. Let us get ready, as the Hasidic masters tell us, that we read Parshas Parah to put in our minds to get ready for Parah Aduma, the Efer Parah Aduma, so that we can bring this year the Korban Pesach. And at any time of my life, I've never thought that it was more possible than now. Everything that's going on, the joke, of course, about why is this going to be a donkey? Because there are no flights, so the Mashiach's going to have to come on a donkey. But yes, Emir Tzashem, well, everything will make sense to us. We should be zeichet to see Mashiach Zidkenu, the Bayi Shlishi. We should be zeichet to eat from the Zavachim, Psachim the Zavachim, very soon in our day. Amen.